This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you today with a message that was published in May of 1994, and it's being recorded for audio today, October the 12th. 2022, and it's taken from the scripture found in the New Testament book of St. Luke, chapter number 12 and verse number 20. And the scripture reads as follows: Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. The title of this message is, You Only Have 24 Hours to Live. Imagine this. One day you go to your doctor's office for a scheduled routine checkup. You walk in all smiles. Your day has been perfect so far. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and everything is just as you hoped it would be. You are feeling fine. The doctor comes in and asks, how are you doing? You respond, just fine, doctor. He says, well, let's get started. He asks, have you been feeling any pain or sickness? You answer, no. He pokes you here and there, listens to your heart, and all the other things that doctors usually do. Then he decides to run a few more tests. When he is finished, he asks you to wait in his reception area until he gets the results of your test. You go into the reception area and have a seat. You see some kids playing on the floor, and you reflect on your own kids and how much joy they are to you. You think about your spouse and how you are the happiest person on the face of the earth. You think about how you plan to spend your vacation in a tropical paradise this summer. You are financially well off, so you can plan for things for the next few years and not have to worry about money. Yes, everything is coming up roses for you. Suddenly, the receptionist calls you and tells you the doctor will see you now. You get up and walk into his private office. You can't wait to get the results and leave so you can meet your spouse for lunch. You walk in with that smile on your face and you expect the doctor to smile back, but he doesn't. You ask him if anything is wrong with him, figuring that he may not be feeling well. He looks up at you and says, the test results that he has indicate that you have a condition that is going to end your life in about 24 hours. You at first drop down in the chair in disbelief. Then you say, this must be a mistake. I'm feeling fine. But he convinces you that it is not a mistake. In one day, 24 hours, you will be dead, and there is nothing he or anyone else can do for you. He suggests that you go home and start getting your affairs in order. After sitting there for what seems like an eternity, you get up and walk out of the office. You don't see anything. There are no kids. The sun is not shining. There are no birds chirping. And nothing appears for the future because the future has just been reduced to 24 hours. You meet your spouse and reveal what the doctor has told you. Both of you are devastated. There is no time for lunch. You have to get your affairs in order. You get home and start making sure that the insurance papers are in order. You tell the kids and your other relatives about the circumstance. You make arrangements for your funeral. All financial papers are in order. You have done everything that needs to be done. Then the time comes and you pass from this life. Then all of a sudden you wake up and discover it was just a dream. Wow, that was scary. You thank God and go on with your life. Now, you might ask, what's the point? The point is that here is a person that had everything going for them that suddenly was brought face to face with a knowledge that they were going to die at a specific time and date. Now, as bad as that might seem, this person was blessed in that they knew the date and time of their death and therefore were able to get their affairs in order. This is what happened to the rich man in the story of the preceding verses to the subject verse. And my point is this. Unlike this person, none of us knows the date or the hour that we are going to leave here. This is why we are told many times to have our affairs in order, so if anything happens to us suddenly, there will be some preset plan that will aid our survivors to carry on with as little headache as possible. It is wise to have your will drawn up, a planned funeral and such. With these things in order, you are all set, right? Well, maybe not. You have made arrangements for things to happen after your death. But what about the arrangements for your soul? Just as surely as you are going to die, your soul will have to go somewhere. After all, When you die, it leaves your body. This is why God said your soul will be required of thee. Many times I have talked to people about getting saved, and many times people give me the impression that they are too young to be getting all that religious stuff. They want to wait until they are old and feeble, where they can't do anything else, then they will get saved. My question behind that is, how do you know you will live that long? That notion is as foolish a notion as can be. The way things are going in this country and the world today, you may not live past the next 30, 20, 10, or 5 minutes, let alone 40 or 50 years. And when you leave here, you go straight into your eternal state, which is either damnation or to be with Christ. That choice is left up to you. Many of us, if we knew exactly what time and day we would die, we would probably live like hell until just before our time was up, then run and get saved. But thank God he didn't do it like that. For if he did, there is no telling how much misery we would put on others. Sin would be the order of the day. But God says that the sinner will be eternally punished. Are you a sinner? You are if you are not saved. But the good news is you can be saved if you will simply repeat this prayer, meaning every word from the heart. Jesus, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sinful ways. Will you come into my heart and cleanse me of all my sin and be Lord of my life? I accept you as Lord and Savior, and with your help, I will live my life for you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was raised from death for my justification. Congratulations! You are now saved. The next thing you should do as an act of your obedience to Christ is to be water baptized in Jesus' name and seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which will empower you to live the life God wants you to live. But as of right now, your eternal destination is secure. If you didn't pray that prayer, God may be saying to you, "Thou fool, this night will thy soul be required of thee." What are you going to do then? Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre closing out that message. I hope you got a little something from it. And remember, it's never too late as long as you're walking around here being able to breathe and your heart is still pumping blood and you're in the land of the living. But also remember, there's no guarantee that you're going to live past. You might be gone before the night is out. A stray bullet, somebody running a stop sign, or a red light, any number of somebody get in a standby. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time when a gunfight breaks out and a stray bullet hits you. Any one of a number of things can happen. Nobody can plan for that. So the best thing for me to tell you to do is to get saved as soon as possible. And like I said, I gave you the little prayer to pray. That's all you need to do. Well, this is Evangelist Jordan McTyre signing out. And again, I'd like to say God bless you and your families real good, and that may you prosper and be in good health. In Jesus' name, amen and good day.